Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. You're going to meet Michael Ann Gaul, who's going to talk about acts of compassion and how the body of Christ is called to do acts of compassion in the name of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned. On Insights today, we have Michael Ann Gaul. And Michael Ann, thanks so much for coming. Mm-hmm. This program is going to touch many hearts because it's something to do with the core of the heart of Jesus and everything that motivated him. It's about compassion.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was just looking in the scripture here in Mark 6 where it talks about Jesus feeding the 5,000. And, you know, he was in a really hard time then. I mean, his cousin, John the Baptist, had just been killed, and he'd found out about it and was, I'm sure, feeling for that situation. His disciples were tired, and he'd wanted them to have a rest, and he just wanted some reprieve. But when he got to the place where they were supposed to have the rest, there was this huge crowd that had gotten there before him and were just waiting, and they were so spiritually hungry. They were so longing for something that he had, and it says that it says he saw a large crowd and he felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And he just served their need.
Yes.
And he had his own need. He had his
yes.
own need at the time, and his disciples had their needs. And then after he finished teaching them, he noticed that they were hungry, and he told the disciples to feed them. You know, and that's
yeah.
how they end up working the miracle. But it was out of compassion that he reached out. Now, you are very familiar with the compassion ministry of Jesus Christ and have engaged in a lot of activities. So tell us, how did this all happen for you?
You know, the Lord takes us on a journey. And we start out and we take little baby steps. And the Lord draws us into his heart. And the more he draws us into his heart, the more of his heart gets deposited in us.
Mm-hmm.
And I have come to the conclusion, I really don't know a whole lot about compassion. Because I know that his heart is so big,
mm-hmm.
and mine is so small, and my world has been so small. But yet in the midst of that, he has come with his loving kindness over and over and over again to me, invading my comfort zones, taking away things that are familiar to me,
mm-hmm.
getting me to come to the place where I can get into his heart and begin to see the world through his eyes. And it just truly is the mercy of God that I am involved in any of this. I had a dream years ago. It's a dream I didn't want to have, okay? And sometimes that's the way dreams are. You don't get to pick and choose what dreams
right.
you get. Say, okay, God, I want this one and I want this one. Lord says, no, you get what you need.
What was the dream?
The dream was there was a man that was standing over me, and there were like witnesses of my life, about 20 or 30 witnesses standing around about me. And this man is standing over me, and he says, don't you know you've been called to prayer and to fasting? Well, in the dream, I'm very sick. And I'm trying to call out for a doctor. And I'm saying, somebody, please help me. I need help. And this man keeps proclaiming this word. Don't you know you've been called to prayer and to fasting? And I respond and I say, I need help. Somebody get me a doctor. I need help. And he says, don't you know you've been called to prayer and to fasting?
Wow.
And I finally begin to get it. That my answer is not in a doctor. My answer is to enter into prayer and fasting. Because then he says, don't you know if you would enter into prayer and fasting, you would extend the orphan's bread from 3 to 5 days.
Wow.
Okay? Now, dream interpretation, please, you know. I don't know exactly what the 3 to 5 days means, but I know that God was speaking something to me. That I was to attend to the orphan's bread and that there was a place of healing for me. Now, I rebuked that dream. I did, you know, it was like because I didn't want anything bad to come to me. But I have walked through a season of illness, mm-hmm. of serious illness. Mm-hmm. And that dream, I believe, the Lord put in there to see this is the answer.
And I know that when you were in quite a heated battle with that illness, right at that time, you went and took a whole team over to Mozambique.
Yeah, I did.
Now,
yeah.
Flying over to Mozambique is not an easy thing.
No,
I mean,
not.
It takes a few days to get there and a few days to get back, right?
We spent more time in airports than we did on the actual plane.
Yeah, but you went over in faithfulness and had a very successful ministry as you cared mm-hmm. for the poor mm-hmm. and imparted that compassion to others as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you and James both operate very parabolically, and a lot of what you walk through is a message for the body. And it's almost like the body saying, help, I need to be touched. And the Lord's saying to the body, your answer is in prayer and fasting.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's exactly like for
the body. So you're walking out something for the body. Now, the Bible has things to say about what type of fast we're called to.
Yeah, like in Isaiah, where I happen to have my Bible open to, Isaiah 58. Verse 6, it says, "Rather is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every enslaving yoke."
Yeah.
I mean, and it just goes on, to divide your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into mm-hmm. your house. When you see the naked, that you cover him and that you hide not yourself from the needs of your own flesh and blood. You know, mm-hmm. there's such a key there.
Yeah.
We have to make the transition to see these people, they are our flesh and blood.
Yeah.
They are our people.
Yeah. That's taking ownership of the heart of God mm-hmm. in the truest sense, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It really is.
You know, I really believe that God's inviting the whole body into a move of supernatural glory and manifestation mm-hmm. that is going to touch the poor of the earth. And it's tied in with his compassion. We teach what's called glory schools. And so mm-hmm. we have a real love for the supernatural, invisible kingdom of God. And so we've been studying the glory out within the word and within experiences in church history for, you know, a long time now. But one of the greatest keys is found in Psalm 24, where it says, "Jesus is the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." And we're to open up gates and let the King of glory come in. Now, glory talks about his bigness, his copiousness, his abundance, his provision, mm-hmm. his mm-hmm. splendor. Mm-hmm. And the church is to open up the gates, even to the poor, and mm-hmm. allow this King of glory mm-hmm. to come in and touch the poor of the earth, to touch the widows and the orphans. And he's going to do it through us.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly
his heart,
right.
You know?
Exactly right. You know, I love the gifts of the Spirit. I really, really love the gifts of the Spirit. But there is the gift of love
mm-hmm.
that everyone gets to champion, everyone mm-hmm. gets to partake in.
Yeah.
And I think in some ways, this is my impression, but I think we have been so gift conscious
mm-hmm.
that rather than our gifts making room for us, we've mm-hmm. almost caused it to bring barriers, that we'd say, "Oh, well, I'm not prophetic. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an evangelist. I can't do that. Oh, I'm not a teacher. I can't do that." Well, guess what? Do you have the mm-hmm. love of God in you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a love of God? It's like this volcanic activity of the love of God that is just, it's just shaking. It's shaking. The earth is just tremoring. I feel the energy of the Lord in this. And he's saying, "Let my love break out. Let my glory break out. Get out of small-mindedness and of what you can't do or what you're qualified or what you think you're not qualified to do, and love."
Yeah.
You know, can we tap into the biggest gift that God has put on this earth?
Wow. And you know, all those other gifts, like the prophetic, the word of knowledge, the healing gifts and that, you know what they are? They're expressions of his love.
Yes.
It's all about love.
Yes.
And that's what Jesus is all about. That's who he is. He is love. We serve a God who is love, who is full of compassion, and we get to partake of His divine nature. He's given us everything that we need to go and fill the whole earth with the knowledge of His glory, the glory of that love, the glory of that compassion. You get ready, because there's going to be an empowerment that's going to come upon you, yes, you, to take this love into the world around you, to bring light into the darkness. It's going to be the most amazing, exhilarating thing you've ever experienced, and it's for the rest of your time here on earth. There's more to come. Stay tuned.
Come explore the glory of God. Attend an extreme prophetic event in your area.
Hi there. I want to personally invite you to join me and the Extreme Prophetic Team in Tucson, Arizona on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of February. We're going to be in Tucson along with Paul Keith Davis, Keith Miller, and Randy Demain for the In Glory Conference. And believe you me, if you attend, you'll find yourself in a glory atmosphere for sure. It is going to be outstanding. Tucson, Arizona is great to visit at that time of year, too, to get a little bit of fun in the sun, S-O-N. Why don't you join us? We'll see you there.
Register online at extremeprophetic.com or call 866-980-5464 today.
Well, we're back and we're talking about God's compassion and how we can get propelled and motivated and empowered to go and to see miracles, signs, and wonders of the Lord's love amongst the poor and the needy. And we have Michael Ann Gall with us. And Michael Ann, I'm going to say one word to you, and I'm going to prophesy that it's going to springboard a message. Let's see. Chocolate.
I'm ready.
Tell us all about chocolate.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Lord, help me. I mean, because this is just a huge thing.
And our viewers are wondering, what's this about chocolate? Hershey, this is a prophetic word.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there has been prophetic words that have been released through Bill Yont, particularly through the Elijah List, about Hershey's chocolate out of Hershey, Pennsylvania. And I tell you, there's just prophetic announcements and words that are being released over there, because Milton Hershey was a man who failed in many businesses and finally hit on Hershey's chocolate. And he and his wife were not able to have children, and they don't even know the Lord at this point, but the compassion of the Lord is working through him, and end up establishing this orphanage. It's in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And through the establishment, he hits on this business, Hershey's chocolate, and there's all kinds. I mean, I have been to the orphanage there in Hershey, and there is a well. There is a well of healing that is there in that place. You want to know why?
Why?
Because
people eat chocolate?
You can smell chocolate on the air. No, it's because God's heart for the fatherless has found a resting place to be expressed. And it just makes you weep when you go there. You go there, you walk on the grounds, and you feel this thing that says, there is room enough for everyone here. Mm. There's room enough for everyone.
Wow, that's a father's voice.
It is. It is. And it's like when this orphanage got established, there was a well of healing that was released, of which the Lord, you know, those wells, they're always meant to be open and flowing.
Yeah.
And the Lord is in the midst of uncapping that well and pouring it out. And so now there's all kinds of prophetic expression that's happening. Hershey's chocolate, okay? Mm-hmm. Hershey's chocolate is having testimony of people absolutely receiving healing from the Lord by eating Hershey's chocolate. We had in our Women on the Frontlines conference this last August, we had Hershey's chocolate multiply in our meetings.
I know you've got to.
I just can't even.
You've got to tell that story.
How can I tell
that
story? It's like, it was just one of those spontaneous suddenlies of God that, you know, God orchestrates things and we put forth our best laid plans, but then He interjects this little spark of
A little picture of his loaf.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone had given chocolate.
Yes, so they brought chocolate up, and we're like, what do we do with this chocolate? And we knew it was all about releasing healing, and it was like everybody had to have a piece of chocolate. Just had to have a piece of chocolate. But we only had 7-8 bars of chocolate, okay? So we're just, okay, we're just going to pray and ask God to multiply the chocolate. So we prayed and we just said, Lord, we just ask for multiplication. And we begin breaking off bars of chocolate and then sending it out. And everybody that day had a bar of chocolate. Oh, well, not a bar, but everybody had a piece of chocolate. And at the end of the meeting, okay, at the end of the meeting, we ended up with more chocolate left over than what we began with. And then actually, there on the platform, when I was getting ready to leave, there were 2 or 3 bags, Walmart bags, filled. I mean, there were like 70 or 80 bars of Hershey's chocolate that was there on the platform.
I love that. It's just like in the Bible, out of Mark 6, you know, the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. And this miracle of multiplication was all around Christ's compassion. Mm-hmm, it says he felt compassion upon them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some of you are thinking, oh, what am I listening to? Like, what is this? Hershey's chocolate, multiplication of chocolate bars. How could that mean anything? But, you know, sometimes God hides really deep messages inside of parables. Mm-hmm. He'll hide treasures inside of offensive packaging so that only true seekers find it.
That's exactly
and
right.
I believe that many of you are true seekers. So why don't you go on a search? Find out what God is saying about this. You know, so often it's true. God will say some profound prophetic meaning through a picture like that.
Exactly.
You know, multiplication
right.
of chocolate or even Hershey's chocolate. Hershey, Pennsylvania, the orphanage, the tie-in with the chocolate and the orphans.
That's right.
But he speaks to our heart in different ways because he wants to take us deeper. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much the way he speaks to us as the fact that we find his heart.
We find
what he's saying.
Taste the sweetness. Mm-hmm.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
He is good.
All the time.
All the time.
And so you continue to go out and take teams. I want to go with you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I just have such a heart. I always have had a heart for the poor and the needy and the orphans. And we support a lot of orphanages and works that minister to the poor. And I want to share with you something that's on my heart right now, and it's a very, very big burden that we're carrying as a ministry, and it's for children who have been exploited in the sex trade. Do you know that in North America alone, there are over 400,000 children who are being exploited right now and trafficked into the sex trade? And most of this, we don't have a clue of it going on, but we've been made aware of it through some different ministries that we are involved in. So what we've done is we have put up a 24/7 prayer chain up on our website, and it's called Rescue Me. And we're trying to become a voice for those that can't cry out for themselves. And so we're inviting people to start there. You know, sometimes, Michael, and people say, well, what can I do? Like, little old me, what can I do? How can I show compassion? I have 10 kids at home. I have a job. You know, what can I do? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it can start with prayer. You can start by praying. It's just an hour a week to cry out for those that can't cry out for themselves. Many of them lost their cry a long time ago. And you know, the world is full of those kind of needs. And we just invite you right now to go to our website at extremeprophetic.com and go onto that part of our site, Rescue Me, and sign up as an intercessor to cry out for these needs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it just starts in prayer, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, prayer, you can go places. Where do you want to go?
Yeah.
You can be an international minister.
That's right.
Missionary.
And never
you can
leave
go
your
wherever.
Prayer closet.
That's absolutely right. Because there is no distance in prayer. You
Another thing that we do, like we can't be in all these places because
right.
we've got other things to do.
That's
but
right.
we can finance those who do go. Mm-hmm.
That's
and I love
right.
doing that, you
yeah.
know, and covering them in prayer. So we can give financially, we can pray. Mm-hmm. What else can we do?
Okay, what else can we do? Well, I tell you that there is the wedding of Mary and Martha. Okay. Mary sat at Jesus' feet.
Martha was the one that was busy in the kitchen, okay, working. And yeah, there were some attitude issues that were there, which I think we all can identify with, okay?
Yeah.
At some point or another, we've compared ourselves. But the thing is, Mary and Martha lived in the same house.
That's true.
They lived in the same house.
That's a good picture.
And what we're looking at today is that the Lord is wanting to bring the Marys and the Marthas and say, hey, you belong in the same house.
And you both have value as you
Absolutely.
Listen to Jesus.
Absolutely.
You know, Jesus' heart of compassion and love, it speaks today. Maybe you're a Mary, maybe you're a Martha. But if you're in touch with the presence of Jesus in your midst, you will know his compassion, and he will give you the ways to reach out. When he does, just do it.
That's right.
Patricia King has taken her own personal decrees and put them in print for you. Decree is also available on CD. Soak under the anointed word of God and feed your spirit. Our special Decree for Kids has also been produced for the children in your life. Decree, available online at extremeprophetic.com.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
The Lord wants to minister to someone who's watching the program today that when you were young, you were sent from one foster home to another foster home to another foster home. And there were some really difficult situations there, not only with having to move so much, but also some of the homes that you were in were not healthy. There was one, however, that was. It was a Christian home. They were really good to you. They were really loving to you. And for some reason, you got removed. I think you went back with your biological parent for a while, and then things went bad, and then you got placed in a different foster home. But your heart was always attached to that one home. And you've been thinking, if I ever have a chance, I would like to do that for someone, because that one home made a difference to you, even though everything else was so difficult. And I believe the Lord's been stirring you to also take in foster children in this hour. And there's a certain amount of training you have to go through. It's going to mean a lot of changes in your life right now, because you've got to make adjustments to make that work. But the Lord says just draw close to him, and he will give you the strategy and the timing on it. But he has effective ministry for you.
There is someone who has had a dream deep inside their heart, and they've put it away, feeling disqualified, feeling like, oh, I could never do that, feeling intimidated, feeling fearful. And I want to speak to you and tell you that the Lord is the King of dreams, and he knows the dream that's in your heart, and he's put it there. I want to give you a word of encouragement and tell you that, you know, any dream that you have, if you feel like you can accomplish it in your own strength, then it's not really a dream from God. It's not big enough. Because we always have to launch out further than our own capability. So don't let the size of your dream limit you. God cares for that dream, and he wants to bring it out and present it fresh and new. And he wants to blow Holy Spirit wind on it. And if you will just take the step to bring that dream, it's almost like I see it in an old treasure chest. And you put it away a long time ago, and he's saying, pull it out and let me blow my wind on it and see it sparkle and glimmer and let it become new again. He wants to speak hope to you that you have not missed your day. You have not missed your opportunity. You've not missed your dream.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's Media Army and Harvest Teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Here's a letter that asks a very good question. It says, I have a heart to help others and to do acts of compassion, but how do I get the time off work and the money to make it happen? Well, everything happens with faith. You know, I remember years ago when we first started reaching out to people, we started out just in our own sphere of influence, in our local area, and our neighbors and our friends that were around us, just helping them with practical things. And then we started going down into the inner city. Again, it was local. We just put a whole bunch of people in a car and away we went. And we just reached out in any way that we could. Sometimes we'd go down to a local downtown mission that was involved in a feeding program, and they just needed helping hands. They needed people to serve the meals and to help people get through the food lineup. So that's a good place to start, is just wherever you're at. And if you have an hour free or a couple hours free a week, which maybe you can fit into your schedule, that's good. But then we started looking beyond our area, beyond our local area. And one of the areas that we stepped out in faith was to reach out into Mexico. Tijuana, Mexico. At that time, there was 80% of the people were living in dire poverty. We didn't have any money. We didn't have any resources to go down there. So we just started praying. We prayed in every single thing that we needed. If we needed money, we prayed in the money. If we needed a vehicle, we prayed in the vehicle. If we needed people to help us, we prayed in the people. If we needed clothing, we prayed in clothing. And so start with prayer, because your God will answer all of your needs. And if you need time off work, pray for that too, because He can give you that time to go and pursue the longings of your heart. There's nothing impossible for the Lord. He wants to meet your needs. He wants to reach out through you to the world around you. And you'll be surprised. In fact, that's part of the fun. It's just being on the faith journey. It really is, to prepare the way through your faith, through your prayers, through your determination to go and serve the lost and the hurting and the dying and the wounded. And they're all around you. You don't even have to go far, and you don't have to spend money to just spread a little bit of love around. You can just start right where you're at. So that's probably the best advice I can give you right now. But why don't I pray for you just for the next few seconds and say, Father, I ask for this person and others like them that so want to serve you, that you will provide everything they need, the time and the finances and all the resources and the strength and everything that they need to serve you in aiding those that need